On March 5th, 2019, about 4 p.m., deputies received a report of a medical emergency at a home on Lawler Terrace in Baghdad. When deputies arrived, medical personnel were performing life-saving measures on a 30-year-old male, but he could not be revived and was pronounced deceased at the scene. Deputy spoke with a family member who told them that earlier she had taken the victim to Phoenix for an appointment. Before leaving, they went to a fast food restaurant for lunch. At the restaurant, the victim went to use the restroom, and when they eventually returned to their vehicle, the victim looked noticeably ill and was having a hard time staying awake. He started complaining that he was not feeling well. They stopped at a store so the victim would use the restroom, where he began throwing up. They then decided to head home to Baghdad. Travel time to Baghdad is generally about 2.5 hours. On the way to Baghdad, the family member heard the victim throwing up, coughing, and what she thought was snoring. About 30 minutes before arriving in Baghdad, she could no longer hear any concerning sound from the victim and thought he was sleeping. At their house, she tried to awake him without success and then called 911. During a search of the victim's clothing, deputies found several blue pills in his pants. Detectives from Partners Against Narcotics Trafficking Task Force tested the pills, which showed positive for fentanyl. The family indicated the victim had a drug history involving the use of pills, but had been through rehabilitation and claimed he was clean. The victim was transported to the medical examiner's office for an autopsy, and the exact cause of death is pending their filings. Please note, this incident, based on the information known at this point, indicates the likelihood of a fentanyl overdose. The power to kill a human being by this narcotic cannot be underestimated. Please share the story with those you care about.